Verujte mi, reče, ne mogu da ovaj izgovorim.
Intervju Radija Student.
Pozdravljeni poslušalci Radija Student, poslušate intervju, in sicer z tem namenom, ker danes zasedba, za katero je intervju narejen, nastopa v Menzi pri Koritu, gre za madžarsko zasedbo The Silver Shine, pri nas so že nastopili, igrajo punkabili, rockabili, psychabili, eno tako mešanico, z mano pa je Ati, kitarist te zasedbe. Hi Ati! Thank you for taking your time for this interview. Tell me, the Silver Shine are coming back to Slovenia. Do you know how many times did you play it here before?
We played there about 5 times, I guess, maybe more. Yeah, we played there with my solo project also, with Ati Agenda Shadowbird.
Yeah.
And we played a couple of times with the Silver Shine in Ljubljana. And we played once in a little village, Iška Bistrica, I guess.
Yeah. What are your memories of this concert?
It was really, really great show.
Yeah.
I mean, in MKNZ, it was the last days of Ati Agenda Shadowbirth, or I guess, or when just broke down 2 days before in Italy. And we went straight to the club, and there was another band played Dumbbell.
Yes.
They played really great punk rock music.
Yeah, I know the band. Yeah.
And we had really, really great time there. I guess we drank a little bit more than we used to drink, but it was very great show and nice people.
Yeah, cool. This concert in Slovenia now is part of pretty large tour. Can you tell me where are you heading after Slovenia? Because Ljubljana is your first concert.
Yes, it will be the first show of album release tour. Holzest album just came out a couple of weeks ago, and we start the tour in Ljubljana.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day we go down to France, and we will play in Marseille, then go to Spain, and we will be there for kind of 2 weeks, and then come back to France, play 2 shows, and go to Switzerland, and we go up to Germany, and we will be there for a week or something like that, and we will back home around at the beginning of June.
This is pretty large tour.
And then we'll and then we will back to Prague to play, and there will be a very good festival in Hungary also after this date.
Oh.
Yeah.
So do you organize all the shows yourself, or you have a like manager or promoter, booker?
Yeah, at the beginning I booked all of our shows, but we are working now with a booking agency from Spain, Whiskey Rock and Roll Alicante, and there is another booking agency in Germany called Torpedo Booking, and these two booking agencies are organizing this tour for us.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned your new record. This tour is for promotion of this new record, Hold Fast. How long did it take to make this record?
We recorded this album last year,
mm-hmm.
and it just came out this March, March 11th, by Wolverine Records,
mm-hmm.
and it came out on CD and vinyl. There's a limited vinyl LP version of it, and just a normal Silver Shine album. I think we just continued what we started before. Krista singing a lot of songs, and she's playing upright bass, and of course I'm playing the guitar, and we had a little bit hard time on this album because we didn't have a drummer. then we've had a drummer last year, and he left the band in August, mm-hmm. and Furo just back for the end of last year. Mm-hmm. So I played all the drums on the record. I played drums before for 6 years in a hardcore punk band, uh-huh. so it wasn't a new thing for me. And now we have another drummer.
It's Furo so back
his
in
name
a...
is Adam.
Oh, you have other drummer. It's not Furo, because I thought that your old drummer came back in the band. But obviously, I have a wrong information.
No, it's a brand new one. It's a young guy.
Yeah.
Furo, or original member. Actually, we just started the band in 2004, mm-hmm. and Krista joined the band in 2008, if I remember well, and Furo joined the band in 2008 also. Mm-hmm. And Furo just left the band, actually,
yeah.
at the end of 2 years ago or something like that, and he just joined us for a couple of shows at the end of last year.
Aha, uh-huh, that's
and
why I thought he's back in
he's
the band.
He's in the United States.
He lives in the United States?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So,
yeah, and we have a young drummer. He's 23 years old, but very, very good drummer, mm-hmm. and very good guy. So we will do this tour with him. He's kind of session drummer now, but we will talk with him.
Super.
So maybe he will stay with us for longer, something like that.
So you said that Krista is singing more on this record?
Yep, kind of half of the songs.
Half of the songs. Super. And what themes are you dealing with on the record? What are you singing about? Did you write the lyrics, or you both do it?
There are two songs where Krista helped me to write the lyrics, mm-hmm. also on this album. Actually, the songs are dealing with kind of personal things. Mm-hmm. And dealing with personal feelings or something like that. We had a couple of horror theme songs at the very beginning of the Silver Shine, but up to the third record we just changed our mind a little bit, and it's most important.
You got older?
To write about, yeah, maybe.
More experienced.
Yeah, and you know, at the beginning we were a kind of punk rockers. Also, we had songs about just like personal feelings or so on, and now we just, I can say that we are back to our roots or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we listened to a lot of punk rock records and punk rock bands, and one of our favorites are Social Distortion and Joan Jett, and you know, we just try to do our best and write songs what we really like.
And what you feel.
What, I don't know.
Yeah, so tell me, how is the Hungarian rockabilly, psychobilly scene? It's flourishing or thriving? Is it a very good base for a rockabilly band there? Or you had hard time to get out, to get the audience?
Well, there are some really very good bands also in Hungary, mm-hmm. I mean rockabilly or psychobilly bands. We have the Gorilla, mm-hmm. I know if you know them.
Yeah.
The most important and most famous Hungarian psychobilly band, and there is a very good rockabilly band also called Mystery Gang.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say Mystery Gang is grown up, I guess. They are more popular than before. But of course we have some younger psychobilly bands also and rockabilly bands, but the scene is very small and not so many people go out to watch the band.
That's why you have to go out, so to other
yes.
countries. So you yeah. seem pretty successful as a band in Europe, and you also had tour in America, in USA. Was it hard for you to succeed because you are from Eastern Bloc, let's say?
Yeah. Well, we just got the first offer to play in the United States in 2010,
mm-hmm.
and we played one festival there, Incanyron Festival in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. Long Beach. And 2 years later, we went back for a longer tour. Mm-hmm. We toured there for 2 months, I guess 52 days and 42 shows, I guess.
Yeah.
52 days, yeah. So we toured there with the Rockettes and with the Coughing Cats.
Mm-hmm.
Also, and 1 year later we went back to tour and just got a offer from Necromantics,
mm-hmm.
open for them, and it was really, really great. We toured there for 3 weeks and we opened for Necromantics for a week, and we have very, very good memories from that tour as well. It's really hard anyways to get there. We were just dreaming about it when we were little kids and when we were young, so it would be really great to tour in the USA, but if you are there, it's just like touring in Europe. You know, there are people there and it's pretty similar.
It's similar. So,
yeah.
Do you have any plans to go back to USA any soon?
Yeah,
or?
We are working on it already. It would be really great to back in the States this October, or maybe next spring. So we are working on it, but it would be great to go back when, if we can organize a good tour.
Mm-hmm. So you recorded pretty good videos for your song in the past. So do you have any plans to record anything for new record any soon, or you already did it maybe?
What do you mean?
Video, like spots
video.
For new record.
Yeah.
You know? Do you have any plans to make some new video in for this record also?
Yep. We did two videos for this album. First, Please Tell Me song out in January, I guess. And for the album release, we had another video, I've Got Heart. It just came out on 10th of March. And Chris sings the song. And in June, we will have a third video for 1 Mile from Heaven, 1 Mile from Hell song. And maybe I will, maybe we will record some scenes on this European tour, and maybe we'll put it together and edit a video for any other songs from the album.
So we can see this video on YouTube probably?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
People can see it before a concert and maybe get convinced to come. To see
you. just check on YouTube, Please Tell Me, or I've Got Heart, these two songs that we have video for.
Super. I think that's all we have to finish this interview. It was really nice to talk to you, and I'm very happy to see you again in Slovenia. I wish you a really nice concert, and
thank
see you later
much.
Then. Bye.
Yeah, thank you very much. I thank you for the interview. And
thank
see you on Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, this interview will be on the air on Tuesday, so we have to say tonight.
Yeah, okay. See you tonight.
See you tonight. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Zatem, kitaristom mađarske zasedbe The Silver Shine, ki nocoj nastopi v Menzi pri koritu, se je pogovarjala s kabina.
Intervju Radija Študent.